shall we come again for the second meeting for the aim of this meeting now is to make presentation about the work for each one, and you will take the decision about the design and the functionality of the remote control. And we have, I think I got a new project requirement. So I think TD text becomes outdated. So the popularity of the, since the popularity of the internet, and I think we don't need lighting adapter. So the remote control should be only used for the television. And of course we should have our dimension in the design. So let's start with the anti-stereo designer.
Yeah.
Dynamo.
Alright. So
you can use the whiteboard.
When I have a PowerPoint presentation stored in my personal folder, so I think you can reach it from here.
Yes, but let's go.
Okay.
Participant 2.
This one?
Yeah.
Open.
Do you want to open?
It's happening.
All right, so I will talk about working design and
slideshow.
And well, I will present my first idea on how to build the our new remote control for television. So we can go one page down, please. So I think the first thing to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible thing we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build a prototype and to see how this little box would look like, and how we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can add some software functionalities on a programmable chip, like browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you go down? So what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wide. So I think we can use a battery for the alimentation. Then two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with the TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema of the
story.
Wow!
Of the future remote control. So you can see the components, battery, and the two chips goes to the infrared connection for the TV set.
What is the other chip for? The one on top?
The one on top is for the functionalities and the green one is to putting things together, transform the data into the format to protocol to communicate with the TV set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use a FPGA for for the functionalities, which is easy to.
What is FPGA?
it's field programmable pumping
gateway
array.
It's a field programmable gateway array.
So what's it, how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And well, the Bluetooth chip is just responsible to make communication between the two devices.
So these are the, they have to work together, or do they have to work together,
no,
or two separate choices?
Well, the FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or it's something like is in hardware, the first one, and the second one is for the software.
It's a software part.
Yeah, to run,
okay,
to make it run. That's
okay,
it.
Okay. So you can control your notebook if you want.
Yeah. All right, and that's it for the working design. So if you have any questions.
Okay, and how about the battery power? You mean that battery would be somewhere there and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No. I think we have to have embedded batteries into the
more compact.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it will need very much power to make it run. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You can put it on a charger when you don't need to use it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Having a charger rather than putting a battery cell is always.
Yeah.
People don't like it to buy the batteries when they run out.
Yeah.
You just make a small charger and put it.
Because
you're
using Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV if they want to.
Also,
but I don't know.
Yeah, we can change
I
the battery
the
back.
The goal is to sell
our remote.
We don't
want to make a PDA.
Okay, so charger for augmentation.
So it's mine.
It's my participant one, no?
Yeah, this is your.
Oh, we have 14. So let's move to user interface design.
Yeah.
Normal.
So you can open the
participant.
So I'm working on the technical functions design. Let's show the next slide. So the purpose is to find the important questions to ask is what effect should the apparatus have? So I found on the web
during the weekend.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time searching.
That's
and
good.
I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set.
Mm-hmm.
For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you?
These are usual functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours is a bit different. So. These are two examples. One is from OPG, the other one is from
Tasks.
Yeah. Engineering Central. Yeah. This is the most competing prototypes I found. But then I found, if you look at this here on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right, I tried to play with. The problem is that if I have 100 channels, I have to press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I have to compose the number, so it's very lousy.
Mm-hmm.
So you move to the next one. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick, so you don't want that.
Yeah.
So I propose an easy to use prototype. You can navigate on TV screen, and we can prove filter user's preference. And we need to have the TV connected to internet. So in order to access the TV program by XML, and we need to do some pre-processing from the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the remote controller, right? And then we the speech recognition, as Harry says, we may just put in, we may KIV.
What do you mean by the pre-processing will be done on the TV?
Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer. It has some processing power there.
So we should have specific TV, or
we
can use this
a TV with the remote
yeah.
control.
We don't.
Yeah, because oh, you just want a remote controller.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
No,
just the remote controller.
There is, there is a technology like ShowView.
Yeah.
Who is already available on most of the TV set or on recorders or something like that, and we can try to get this information
okay.
onto the remote control
yeah.
to do
yeah.
the processing on the remote control.
Yeah,
okay, so we do processing on the remote controller.
Yeah,
so it can be used in any TV, any conventional TV set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spatial cognition.
Yeah, that's all. The next one. So I kind of a simple design, just keep the navigation button.
Yes, that's a good idea. I think
keep the navigation
we don't need really much buttons to if we have a screen to navigate on
yeah.
the TV, so
yeah.
four or five buttons
yeah.
is sufficient.
Mm.
It's easy to build.
Yeah,
it does not consume much power.
Okay, that's all.
But you have a catch there. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel and then.
No, because you choose by channel, so.
Yeah.
You choose by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
If you go by channel, you don't have to do that.
Well, but I think
so
he said if you want to make a big jump.
Oh, a big jump. Truck,
yeah, that's right.
Well, you have to have a device when you could
a mouse or.
Well, not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to have the ability to write something to the navigator, maybe directly. You can think of buttons like in the telephone to send messages, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
How the external this remote?
It's going to be small.
Yeah, of course.
It looks so small that it's so fun, we can't find it.
Yeah. So if you want to find it, you just it just has to respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but
you just give it a name and we call it.
And it'll respond to you.
Yeah,
and there.
Yeah,
okay, so presentation.
Participant for? So, hi.
Okay, after having the inputs from industrial design and user interface, I think most of the points which I wanted are already covered here. And to find the most interesting features, what the users would be interested in. Then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines and the users sent the feedbacks, and based on that these are the findings which we got. And yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a TV remote, but the technology we already know that
well,
discussed earlier.
I think it will be a bit complicated to make a speech recognizer runs on the small
It has really seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited, you have limited
vocabulary. We can put in limited vocabulary as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the.
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
good idea.
It is not going to take much space also. It's going to be very slim. And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. And of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important criteria here.
But do you think what they suggested is possible to make?
We have to look for a trade-off, the features and the cost.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay
a little bit more
for
with extra
features.
Extra features.
Speech is important extra feature.
But is it useful or not?
Well,
if there is a noise in the.
I mean, for a lazy guy, they could just say 9 and the 9 channel comes, or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel, or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast. So I think this would be a good idea to put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find a mean how to
add
them a microphone or a microphone into the remote control. So
I think
it should be all right.
What is the teletext?
If it's necessary, you can do that. You can integrate small microphone in the remote, so it's not really a problem.
Okay.
What about lighting adaptive options?
According to the
new requirements, I think we don't need that.
Not much people are really interested in this point. If it's not really
It is interesting, but we're only concerned with the remote controller.
Mm.
So you need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller. Very complex.
Yeah, I think it's a bit complex too.
It's for the industrial design and user interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
For our next product, new TV set with automatical sound adjustment.
But it's quite possible, but maybe not in this project.
So we have, we have a couple of minutes. So anything to discuss?
I mean, as I discussed, the 4 points would be good for marketing. The speech interface and reasonable
price,
cost, and the lighting adaptation, and the teletext. And regarding the teletext, these are the text information which you got on the televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie, you get in subtitles sometimes.
Okay.
And if you're a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French.
Yeah.
And if I'm a German, then I would like to have my options in German. So the remote, it should give me some flexibility of choosing the languages. And that should be a good point.
Yeah, but what about the new project's requirements? I think we should
give up with teletext. So this is the popular.
Well, so maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet via the television.
Mm.
Because if
using the TV to access the internet, I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
it's a good idea if we think about how to build up our remote control with this functionality which will come in a few years. So if we already have it in our,
so you have to anticipate the future.
Yeah.
The future,
yeah.
Demand, market demand.
Yes, exactly. Well, not to implement it, but to, well, to find a way to add
the functionality,
in
the future.
In future.
Yeah. In an easy manner, if it's possible.
Yeah, because all the TV sets will be digital, right? All the programs, everything will be digital, then analog. The system will change, and
yeah,
we have to anticipate for those changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go for the lunch break, and we'll meet
thank
after.
Thank you.
Thank you.